Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, 4 days off, maybe vacation for you. But for us, it's absolutely torture. So welcome back to the work week. Steve Rubbage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you. It was a good weekend. It was a good weekend. We're going to get into all of it. There's plenty to talk about.
I didn't hear any too many horror stories about people damaging themselves with the fireworks.
I had a great time. I was back there talking to Jack a second ago. It was like, you know, I kind of get used to the neighborhood fireworks as opposed to
a group.
The county, which is, they really know how to do fireworks.
Right, it's different.
Somehow with Jack, I got into fireworks in your rear end and stuff in the county. I don't know. It was like, yeah, I got there and
how
I was like.
How did you get drugged down that?
No, I drug him.
Oh, no.
No, it wasn't his fault.
Oh, okay,
I was like, I'm sorry, Jack. I literally said, I don't know how we got here. But more importantly, what the crap are you doing here?
You are not supposed to be in here. We thought we had a special fill-in producer today. Apparently, guys, we're all just stuck one more day with Brian H. Hall.
M. Hall, but yeah. No, I was going to say, some of y'all might be surprised that I'm here since Friday. I was like, hey, I'm heading out. See y'all later.
Yeah.
So what actually happened was I broke my trip into a long weekend at the lake and then a four-day stay in Florida. And so I am home in the middle for one night before I fly out. So basically Friday, right after the show, I did a couple more walks, headed down to Nolan Lake. We were down there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then came back late last night. Got a good night's sleep in my own bed. Woke up, packed real quick. I already have my bag right here. My brother's coming to pick me up as soon as the show ends, and I'm heading straight to the airport.
So you are going straight to the airport from here?
Correct.
Okay. Well, listen, this is a big thing for me because you're flying Spirit and
cheap, yeah.
I'm going to fly Spirit because we're going to Orlando in a few weeks, which I'll still be on the show for that week, other than one day I'll be missing for at the park. But it is I need to know. So you're going to have to text me and give me some updates on it. We did upgrade to the big front seats, so there might be a little more room there. But on the way back, I think we're going to do the normal. So
I will say first general assessment is that the price is good for Spirit.
The price was really good. And did you know, I didn't know this was Spirit. I'm going to give everybody a little nugget here. If you go to the airport and book your trip, it's even cheaper.
Really?
Because online, listen.
Spirit's going to be so mad at us.
Oh, they are going to be. Because online, see, I watched this video. There's a passenger usage fee. It's $23 each way per person, right? So we booked ours for four people, and it was like 300 and some bucks, which I was like, that's cheap.
Yeah.
And then I watched this video, and they were like, no. If you go to it, that is all that is an online usage fee. So I went to the airport.
Criminals.
Booked my flight. Four people, $155.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it took almost $200 some dollars off. I was like, okay.
Evil.
So next time, do that.
I do need to check. Because honestly, yeah. one of the way tickets was only $22.
Yeah, no, listen, she said, because I said, she goes, okay, and your flight down. She goes, that brings that to $5.86.
I was is like, that why my gas is so expensive right now?
I was like, five what? For a flight. Now, of course, after you get fees and stuff, but $157 for four people. Now, we didn't check any bags because our buddies, Jeremy, they're going to take our bags down and back and all that. But still, man, yeah, do it at the airport next time. It'd be even cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, it's cheaper to fly now than it is to drive.
It is. Oh, God. My it's not even goodness. Close. It's not even close. I put $60, $70 in my truck this morning.
And you can get, so I can get to Florida in 2 hours direct flight as opposed to a 10 to 12 hour drive.
I'm looking for flights from Prospect to Louisville. I picked the worst time to move to Prospect.
Right when the gas heist.
Yeah, because I promise you, there's not a place more expensive. I'm already a resident.
Complaining, yeah, right.
There's not a place more expensive gas than that area. Good
Lord.
But
like you said, Steve, it's kind of crazy. Like the concept of time and space when you fly. Just because I'm sitting here, I'm doing the show until noon. I'll probably grab lunch at the Louisville airport. And by an hour before dinner, I will be in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, no, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I felt that. But I will say this. I do love some airplanes. But right now, just give me a car.
Are you allowed to have a car right now, Steve Rummage? Wait a minute. Before we start talking about nice cars, I feel like I have to backtrack and start the show with
let's do it.
With just some morning energy, Steve. I need to start this show with morning energy. You know how I like to talk about my commute, quote unquote commute in the morning. Listen, I got up feeling good. I felt healthy this morning. You know, I just felt great. And my energy was moving so positive, but at some point, my morning turned into an absolute pity party.
Oh no.
Yes.
No, it's been a great weekend.
It's been a great weekend. It's been a great time outside of the pity party that I felt like I had to throw this morning. Brian.
Well, get it out of your system.
I'm trying to.
I'm glad you stopped me and said, no, I've got to get this out of my system.
Yeah, because I don't want to infect.
Brian's going to Orlando.
Listen, some people.
I'm excited.
Some people like to separate their meal. They don't like when the mashed potatoes touch the ketchup that's on the meatloaf, and they don't like when the green beans kind of like touch, you know, they don't like when their broccoli touches a little bit of the gravy or something like that. Some people just want to keep it totally separate.
It's totally separate.
I like to kind of mix them in together, but not today. Today I want.
I like to mix it in at the end.
Fair enough.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, right.
Late. Let's get it going.
You know what? That's perfect.
Yeah.
Early, keep it clean.
Yeah.
This is the early part of the show. Okay. We're going to keep this one clean.
Let's do it.
This morning, I listened.
Oh, no.
To Drew Diener.
Oh, no.
And Mr. Process just hijack.
Now, hang on. Drew's my guy now.
Every bit of, listen, put on your cape for Drew Diener all you want this morning, Steve.
Okay.
I listened to Drew Diener. And here's the thing. I dare you to put your cape on for Drew Diener once I discuss what Drew Diener was saying.
Okay, fair enough.
Brian, you know there was a video this weekend, some footage, and in said footage, our basketball team is doing a little charity softball game, right?
That was awesome.
They actually, you know, to sell it a little bit, to kind of make sure the guys had some fun with it, they did like a draft, like a MLB draft. They got to dress up and kind of participate, you know, just to show, right, just to show they were.
Called it the show.
So, you know, it had my attention. I'm like, show? Like, yeah, this is pretty awesome. Get my attention. Okay, so I'm watching that stuff, and I hear Mark Blakenbeck. I could hear the excitement in his voice. Man, that was pretty cool, you know, blah, 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 blah. You ever seen,
first pick was Ellis, by the way.
That's funny.
Just put that out there.
Have you ever seen, okay, I am not good. Okay, Steve.
Okay.
who's better at coming off the top rope, Macho Man, Randy Savage, or Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
Wait a minute. Hang on. That's a wait. Ask that again.
Who's better at coming off the top rope, Macho Man, Randy Savage? Actually, the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, well, Warrior never went up on the ropes.
he just
yeah, ran. No, yeah, yeah. Warrior okay. never went up.
Macho Man, Randy Savage, or Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
Macho Man's cleaner. Ricky Steamboat can do more. Could do more.
Macho Man has more power.
Macho Man has more power.
Okay.
The cleanest elbow probably of all time. Let's go with Macho Man.
I want you to see somebody in the middle of the ring rallying the crowd. Like
Ricochet is better than all of them, and he's a Louisville fan.
We'll address that later on.
Okay.
Imagine somebody in the middle of the ring, and they're just like, did we say Macho Man?
Macho Man.
Okay. Yeah. Savage. Mark Blakenbaker, he has the crowd in the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
And imagine.
He's up top like this, like ready to put the elbow down.
Oh, my God. I told the story wrong, but you get my point. Diener comes off the top rope with, until somebody gets injured. Boom.
Oh, no.
Boom. And
wait a minute. So is Diener Macho Man?
Yes. Okay. That's why I messed up. Yeah.
Okay. So Diener's Macho
Diener
Man.
Diener was Macho Man.
So Blankenbaker was Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Or Ricky the Dragon when that bell was getting ready to get dropped on his neck.
Oh, dear God. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Steve. Yeah. That's what Drew Diener did.
Okay.
He jumped off the top rope holding a bell in his hand.
Oh, my God.
And just dropped it on Blankenbaker's throat.
Wow.
Until they get injured. Well, what if they get injured? I could hear Blankenbaker. I could hear him. He was like, I mean, God, what if he get injured walking up the street, Drew? Like, this is softball. Like, then what you going to put him in a bubble until the season starts? What about Malik? And what if he tears something? And what if he tears something? And what if this guy tears something? And Blankenbaker was like, who hurt you, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
And then Drew said, well, I just equate softball with injuries.
Okay. Well,
Mark says, where does that come from? He said, I mean, when I'm out and hearing the guys talk about it, and I could hear Mark Blankenbaker like, you're talking about 50-year-old men pulling hamstrings in league softball games. Listen, I'll give one caveat. Don't be out there swinging for the fences, fellas.
See, here's what I'll say about it. I agree with you. Okay, I agree with you. But until somebody gets hurt.
No, I know. Listen, that's a back of the mind thing. But here's the problem. That can't dominate the conversation. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, injuries in a charity softball game.
Yeah.
Can't Chris Mack talk to him and say, hey, guys, don't overdo it trying to hit home runs. That's your one piece of advice.
Right.
Don't overdo it trying to hit home runs. But Drew was just determined to make this the injury event, you know what I'm saying, of the year.
Okay.
And I'm just like, no. So then the conversation moves forward, and it gets into your world. You want to interject something?
No.
Okay. Then the conversation moves forward, and they're doing good sports and all this stuff. And then Marcus Carr conversation comes up, Steve.
Okay.
And when I hear Marcus Carr being tossed around, you know, you want to know what I heard?
I'm listening.
And this has been bothering me since yesterday.
Okay.
Well, Jerry West's not going to be happy. Ellis is not going to be happy. And then Mark was trying to, I could see him fighting the fish, trying to reel the fish in. Like, are we going to take a second to say, okay, what would it mean for Coach Mack if he was able to flip this guy at the last minute? Or what would it mean for the team? What would it do? Oh, no. The only thing we could talk about is who's going to be pissed off about you bringing in Marcus Carr. And I'm like, there's so much story to talk about. Other than who's going to not be happy that you think Kansas radio is talking about how Bobby Pettiford's not going to be happy because Marcus Carr is coming in town? No.
Right.
They're talking about we're going to be number 6 in the country now.
Yeah.
Preseason.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with
that. So I listened to that. And I listened to Mark Blankenbaker try to rescue the conversation. And then I could hear the moment where he went rugby style. He didn't punt this ball regular. He didn't just sit back and just,
yeah,
you know, boom.
Yeah.
No. He went rugby style.
Okay.
Ran all the way to where you thought it was a sneak.
Which people forget, we do have a rugby style punter.
Right.
Now,
Mark Blakenbaker went rugby style, run to the side, and we were like, is he going to fake it?
Yeah.
And he just punted that ball
and watched it roll.
Listen, by the end of the show, Blakenbaker was like, yeah, Kentucky's just going to be awesome. Kofi Coburn is going to dominate. I already put Kofi on Kentucky's team, and Mark Story, and this is going to be awesome. And I was like, and Mark almost thought about trying to bring it back in. I'm like, no, you punt it. Watch that ball roll.
Well,
put your defense out there.
Well, to the Mark, I'm here to receive the punt.
So, just pick up that punt and go Devin Hester.
So I will Devin Hester this bad boy, because when I saw that news, I was like, that's why he's my coach.
Let's
baby.
Let's go,
that's
Chris.
My guy, Christopher Mack. Go on with your bad self, man. And it was a big, big news story.
Steve.
That come out.
Steve. Big Ten. First team player of the year level point guards. When you make their final fours as a we forget. Yes, it's Louisville. Every year unto itself is a different recruiting war. A series of battles, wars. And listen, there are no prisoners in this level of war.
Right.
So every time you land a number one JUCO in L. Ellis or an up-and-comer, you know what I'm saying? Again, Bobby Pettifer, he even had credit for Bobby Pettifer until he went to Kansas. Coach Mack didn't.
Right.
If you show up on the Sidney Curry Louisville watch list at the end, that means you did a hell of a lot of impressing off the bat. Like, how many times are you going to say, oh, well, Louisville gets him here, and then, you know, and then Max Moore. Okay, the point I'm going with here. Final fours in recruits lists. You could lose a kid to anything, right?
Yeah.
I said it yesterday, Steve. Bryce Hopkins, you lost. Bryce Hopkins, you lost.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll give you that one, Coach.
Sure.
Devin Askew, that's a 50-50.
But you got beat.
You come in there and you stick Devin Askew on ESPN, I feel like I got – this is Marcus.
Yeah, but you got out. You got outdone.
Outmaneuvered. To me, that one was
– I agree with that.
Listen, you and the public are right on Devin Askew.
Sure.
Marcus, the recruit, says everything is perfect about Louisville, but it just went out the door when they said they can stick my commitment on.
I agree. Sure. But I'm just saying, like, that's a maneuver that you didn't have.
Okay, right. Right. Cool. Yeah, you just didn't have that one in the back.
Fair enough.
But you understand what I'm saying? Last minute jump in with Sidney Curry. You know, the team being too deep, that's not a miss. Like, that was a good, you know, you're getting their attention out of Kansas and onto Louisville. That's a late jump in. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure that those aren't the recruiting battles that you tag on Coach Mack, like this Marcus Carr thing, Sidney Curry thing. A lot of things that are completely out of his control. Now, relationship recruiting losses, those aren't you, Coach.
Absolutely.
But these aren't relationship. These are fits.
Mm-hmm.
Fits only take one player going left, one player going right, one player going to the league, and then you got Brian Bowen.
Yeah. Right. Tugs.
Right. Good old Tugs. But you get my point, Steve?
Yeah.
The reason I started out this conversation letting out that venting on that is because I don't want this recruiting – you know, this recruiting battle to turn into a Chris Mack loss if he doesn't get him. This is not your, you know, this is not your relationship recruit. Inside the house, Steve, Mm-hmm. I made this example yesterday. Sorry. I know I keep saying that a lot. Made this example. Inside the house, Steve, Marcus, and Brian. We're sitting having drinks or we're sitting chilling. Coordinate. Listen, our family that listens to this show, we're all family in here. We're allowed to say, you got to get this one, coach.
Mm-hmm.
You got to close this one.
Right.
Right. But what we can't do is jump on social media and say, coach, if you don't get this one, this is all on you. Coach, there's another miss on Coach Mack.
Yeah.
You know, we can't put the, this is a must get, you know, kind of thing. This is a mandatory that Coach Mack sealed this. No. Because if that's the case, you are saying you want him to recruit in private. You want him to completely recruit in private.
Right.
Just start keeping all of his recruiting under wraps, not talk about recruits, not even hear him. Stop even letting people know what he's going after and find out from some other recruit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, because if you're going to stick those laws, you're setting yourself up to fail and think about failure more times than you succeed.
Yeah.
It's like baseball. 3 out of 10 and you're a Hall of Famer. 3 successes out of 10 and you're a Hall of Famer in baseball. If Coach Mack lands 3 out of his big targets, you know, out of his top 10, 12 targets, that's a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
But if you talk about those 7 misses and stick them all on him like, oh, you're missing 7 times.
Yeah,
no, yeah. No, baseball players say, no, I bet 300.
No, absolutely.
So now that I got that energy out.
Yeah.
What will Marcus Carr do for this team?
Well, let me tell you, let me go a couple different levels here. First level, let me say this. I think Louisville fans are appreciative after what we've faced over the last 11 years in the rivalry that we now have a dude who is let me hit a couple points here real quick with this part of it so then we can kind of put that part out of it.
Yep.
We have a guy here at the helm who I read an article this weekend from Jake Weingarten of Stock Risers.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking to Gus Yowden, Gus Bus, right? Gus Bus was saying what his trip to the University of Louisville entailed, right? So as he's doing this, he's saying, Coach Mack talked about, you know, the facilities. Coach Mack talked about there not being a pro team, you know.
He's talking about the sales job Coach Mack is giving to Gus Bus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's saying all this stuff. You know, he's like, this is what was happening here. This is what was happening here. He said, and then he made sure he hit on the rivalry with Kentucky. So this was Coach
Mack.
In the recruiting.
Let me make sure y'all know.
Let me tell you. We're the only pro team, or there's no pro team, so everybody's here. You know, we have a capacity. You know, capacity. It's packed here. We love it. All this stuff, the facilities, and we're bringing in kids that want to dominate that rivalry. Period. Okay. Now let me tag this on. Reed Shepherd's out there. Everybody under the sun's like, kid's going to Kentucky. He's going to Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah, that's stupid. He's going to Kentucky.
Right.
Coach Mack says, okay, he's going over. If he's going to Kentucky, he's going to climb over me to get there. And I'm not afraid for him to go to Kentucky.
I'm not afraid to lose that recruiting battle.
Yeah, I'm not afraid.
On the front lawn.
Right.
On the front lawn.
Right.
I don't mind fighting this battle in front of everybody to see it.
Right. So I'm not afraid. Sorry, the text line was messed up, so that's why I was looking. So he's saying, then – all I heard from my father-in-law, from local media, from all this Minnesota kid, yeah, where it is, this is all the way back in April. Yeah, he's going to Kentucky. Oh, yeah, Marcus Carr, yeah, that kid's going to Kentucky. Oh, yeah, my father-in-law would say, and they'll probably get that kid from Minnesota. everybody you talk to, oh, yeah, Marcus Carr, yeah.
So they were throwing that in as a roster difference
yeah,
maker.
Yeah, he's a Kentucky guy. He's a Kentucky guy. Yeah, he's going to Kentucky.
I wonder what they're saying now.
Coach Mack said, if he is, well, he's going to have to get there over me. Coach Mack, obviously, at some point, made a connection there. This is something we didn't even know was happening.
Right.
Until yesterday, when it was out of nowhere, it was like, whoa. I mean, wait a minute.
Louisville and Marcus Carr in the Final Four? This is happening?
This is a thing?
Yeah. So he said, no. Let me put my name in that hat. Yeah, let me get in on that. And let me tell you now, for the Kentucky people that you're going to hear say, oh, well, he can't go to Kentucky now because they're loaded. Let me give you – players like Marcus Carr don't – and let me say this very clearly. Don't give a piss about Davion Mintz. Marcus Carr is not looking at the Kentucky roster going, oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Davion Mintz come back. Well, Jesus, I can't play there. Who else do they got at point guard back there? A freshman? Oh, God. Oh, they got a freshman there playing. Has he ever played college ball? No? Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I can't play there. Who else do they got at guard?
Davidson transfer.
Wheeler? Was he 5? He's 5'8"? Oh, God. Well, I can't go there and play.
But Fredericks.
The kid that I probably gave 22? Well, I sure as heck can't play there. Marcus Carr does not give a crap about who Kentucky has in their backcourt. And let me give you another word. He don't care what Texas has in their backcourt. He doesn't care what Kansas has in their backcourt. And he sure doesn't care what Louisville have in their backcourt. At no point has he looked at Louisville and went, oh, wait a minute, they got West and Ellis and I mean, I know a lock and no way, I can't play there. This kid is a first team all Big Ten dude. So anybody that throws that in your face, just say, dude, get out of here. Get out of here. This kid is not going to a school because they're too loaded. Yes. He would start for any of those four schools.
Coach Cal would kick Davion Mintz off and all the PR that comes with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the PR that comes with it. He would literally look at him and say, yeah, I know there's this super senior rule. I don't care. You just can't come back.
Yes.
But coach, what about COVID and the extra, you know, the year? Yeah, you're gonna have to do that somewhere else.
Right.
Marcus Carr is coming here.
Yeah, like, hey bro, you gotta go. You gotta go. Yeah. So it's one of those things, man, where I'm like, that argument, get on out of there. Right. With that being said, now the scuttlebutt seems to be Texas and Louisville might be the two most likely destinations. Now, from the sounds of things to this point, this sounds like one Chris Mack's going to have to win.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to go out.
At the finish line. You're going to have to steal it at the finish line.
Yeah, because it seems to be the consensus is this kid's probably going to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But that the kid wants to take a visit to Louisville.
He's listening.
Yeah, and listening to the point where he's saying, I want to get down there and take a visit.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, can we pull this off at the end? And if we can, it changes a lot. Because I just told you, this kid starts for any of those four schools.
Right.
He's the starter.
Immediately.
He's starting.
Yep.
He's starting next to Remy Martin if he goes to Kansas. He's going to start next to Courtney Ramey and Andrew Jones if he goes to Texas.
Mm.
You know?
He'll change your team from a two-guard, three-big to three-guard, two-big.
He's starting next to the Washington kid if he goes to Kentucky. And he's starting next to Noah Locke if he comes here.
Yep.
Like, that's...
No, again, if you have to start West and Locke, they'll go big. They'll go West, Locke, Carr, Malik, and Withers. You know, like, you get my point. He's that good. He'll change the way you think about your positions.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And any of these teams, I mean, you know, you can go with what it means, you know. I mean, any of these teams are going to get a bump.
It means pretty much the same.
Texas is going to move up to a top three team in the country. Louisville's going to move up to a top 15 team in the country. Yeah,
so everybody moves eight spots up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter with that. And we can get into the particulars later. But it's just, it's one that was a tremendous holiday surprise that our coach was working on behind the scenes. And
let me ask this question.
Okay.
At the finish line, would you rather have Kofi Coburn or Marcus Carr and Sidney Curry. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, people, I posed a hypothetical question as we were headed into the break. You know I like hypotheticals. But, in the meantime, I had to sprinkle in a special, special surprise guest. Many of you have heard a couple of my stories about my days playing professional ball overseas. One of my teammates proves how small the world is. Joining us right now, my dude, my point guard, Brandon Pardon. Thanks for joining us today, my man, on Middays with Marcus Maben. What's going on?
My guy, Mr. Marcus Maben. How are you, brother? It's good to catch up with you.
Man, absolutely. Before we get into anything, I don't want to forget this right now. Are you in Louisville? Are you at an AAU tournament as we speak?
Actually be in there on Friday night. They have a tournament under, is it the Complex Center? There's a bunch of gyms there.
Are we talking about the Kentucky Fair?
Probably Fair and Expo. Yeah.
Fair and Expo Center. Okay.
Yep. Okay. We're going to be Friday night for the big AU tournament there.
Okay, so who do you have participating?
I have a son that's going to be a sophomore. He plays for the Indy Heat team out of Indy.
Well, listen, don't get on my radio airwaves and not tell us the truth about him. What you working on?
Oh, bro, he's left-handed wing, handles a little bit. You shoot the piss out of it. But I'm telling you, Marcus, he's 6'4". So I don't know if I need to be on Maury Povich in a couple months. But I'll be honest, man, I can't deny him. He's literally a twin of mine.
I saw him, and I was going to make that joke for you.
Yeah, so ultimately, he's got a big-time ceiling. He works at it. He loves the process, and we'll see. You never know. He's going to be a sophomore. He's young, likes to compete, and he's actually really excited to be. This is a really good tournament, so kind of get to see where you're at, and right. It can be both humbling plus also encouraging. So I'm excited for him, and it's going to be. And he's actually going to be playing down in Lexington, August 7th and 8th. He got invited down there to the May Hoops tournament by Nike. So they bring 250 kids in, and so he's just found out over the weekend he got invited to that. So it's, we'll see, man. It's exciting. It is so exciting. It's better to be a dad sometimes than a player. I'm more nervous than when I was playing.
Right. Listen, anybody here can attest that I say the exact same thing. Okay, so one of the other reasons I wanted to make sure you called in, you may have a little bit of intimate knowledge of a player who will be joining us next season, goes by the name of Deontay Davis, the little brother of our DeAndre Davis. Kind of give us the backstory on what you know about him, just in a macro perspective, if you could.
Well, first and foremost, he plays for the Indy EYBL team out of Indy, same program that my son's in. His team is really good, really good. And he is actually, I mean, I really got to pay attention this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We played in kind of a battle of the brands against Indiana Elite, and he's got a chance to be really special. 6'7", shoots it decent, not great. I think if that's, you know, something that, you know, he really needs to kind of work on, but streaky. Like, he can get hot.
Right.
But I can tell you this, he can lock down a wing, and if he gets space on the paint, he will dunk on your head.
Is he committed on the defensive end? Because, you know, like, you can't get on that floor unless you really, like, enjoy kind of playing that defense unless you're just a big-time scorer like that? So where would you kind of put him as far as commitment level?
You know, they put him on the best scorer, brother. Like, I think that's kind of where his role is on this team. And I think he was trying to find it early because this team is so good, right? His role offensively has changed as the AAU season has progressed, right? So, you know, you get going, you know, downhill, he gets it on a wing. Like I said, he can take one dribble, and he has any space. Like, he really finishes well around the rim. But to your point earlier, I think the defensive side of it is where I see he could probably make an impact right away.
Okay, well, what do you say as far as ball handling? You know, sometimes through the clips, it's hard to tell. Like, I don't know what position he's kind of gunning for. Can he handle the ball, like, to move him, you know, towards that guard department a little more? Or is he a legit wingman that just, you know, that kind of likes that role?
I would say that would be something else. He didn't handle a bunch. But, I mean, if he could catch it on the wing and rip through one dribble, like, again, and he could step back, hit that little mid-range on you, too. But a handle-wise, I think he would be giving up to a guard and sprinting those wings and try to fill the lane.
Mm-hmm. So you would put your seal of approval if you were talking about a Deontay Davis hitting a program like Louisville and making a contribution early.
Brother, I can see him definitely doing that. Again, he's got huge upside. I don't think he's even nowhere near his ceiling. And I think that was probably what Louisville was thinking about, right? I think that's, you know, his upside.
Right.
You know, what he is right now, it's going to be totally different, you know, when he steps on the floor at Louisville. Because from what I gathered from one of the guys, Jamal Howe, that's, you know, he is one of the guys that coaches for Indy Heat. Uh-huh. He raves about his work ethic. So, like I said before, fall in love with the process. So from now until when he steps foot on that campus, I can just see him even being even much better than he is now.
Well, listen, Brandon, you sound kind of worked up. I do appreciate you jumping in here real quick. But listen, while I got you in here, please tell something funny, something you remember about me, an interesting story. Give the people just some kind of background about meeting me on our way to France.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's probably one of the best experiences for me, man. Like, were you playing in Lebanon the year before?
Yeah.
And having the experience, right? I think be able to talk to you about contracts and what's good and what's bad about the professional level, us trying to negotiate euros to dollars, like, thinking we knew what we were doing.
Right.
Brian, just thinking about our flat, brother, you and I just sitting out in the balconies drinking a Heineken and watching some of the African prostitutes get picked up, take off, man, and about 10 minutes later, they come cruising back. Cops would come in for a second, and then they would scurry back like cats, man. Like, so it was just outside of playing, man, I just enjoyed your friendship, your company. We had a great time. And, you know, again, I just, like I said, it was just a learning experience, but it was all new to me.
Right.
Being from, you know, Northwest Ohio, not really knowing, you know, you get kind of opened up to the big world, you're by yourself.
Right.
But you really helped out with that. And also having Stefan to be able to order a Pizza Hut. Yeah. And
right.
I mean, that was kept him to go to the grocery store. You know, I mean, there was just so many things, man, that I enjoyed about it. Like I said, I couldn't ask for a better first year to play with an American like yourself. People don't understand. When I seen you, I was like, man, this guy is unbelievable. I mean, I knew of you at Louisville, and I knew you were coming in there, but to be able to play beside you and see how you shoot it, dunk on you, and laugh about it the whole time, man, your laugh is contagious, and you can't not laugh when you're around you. So, brother, like I said, you're in the perfect role for you, what you're doing now. And again, like I said, I just appreciate you.
Brandon, I do appreciate that, man. Listen, I am going to get in touch with you. Make sure you give me your number so I have it, you know, when I free up. I'm going to try to cross paths with you when you get in town.
Perfect. Sounds good, Marcus. Appreciate you having me, man.
Absolutely. That was my guy, Brandon Pardon.
It's awesome, man. Listen,
He could really.
A true American like Mark Smaven. I like it.
He can really handle the rock too, Steve. Listen, he was one of the types that had, like, his drill work was so impeccable. He made me feel like, Marcus, you haven't been working.
Yeah.
You know, just the guys that can just do, just his figure eight work, his ball handling work is like, yeah, he's and he's a lefty, Steve.
Hey, all right. Hey, welcome to the club. Like I own the lefty club. Listen, I will say he sounded awesome, and I loved hearing y'all's stories, but let's get to the most important thing there. It does. I mean, Tay Davis is becoming one of the fastest risers in that state, man.
Like, he's looking like he's going to be a Mr. Basketball candidate, you know, when it's all said and done now.
And people, that dude that you heard talking is not a – that's not a just some guy. That's not just, oh, my baby's going to go to the – you know what I'm saying? No. He talked about falling in love with the process of work.
Yeah.
You know, like – he put his own son. This is a former professional basketball player who put his own son in the same program as Deontay Davis. You know, like, you know, he's headed to these camps. He's talking about his own kid either getting humbled or getting some confidence. You know, a guy who doesn't mind, you know, in telling like it is. Listen, Deontay Davis, of course you got to, you know, you're gonna have to, you know, work on your shot.
Sure.
You know. Talking about rip throughs, one dribbles. You know, he's talking about this kid being effective, taking on the defensive role. Makes you feel good about him making an immediate impact, too, doesn't it?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, and he's everything that Coach Mack likes in a player. So, I mean, you're looking at a guy that doesn't mind attacking the rim.
He's a finisher. What do you say? Yeah. He's a finisher around the basket?
Yeah, not a great shooter, but good defensively and doesn't care to finish around the basket. Like, yeah, sign me up for a freshman. You know, I mean, like I said, I mean, things improve over 2-3 years or whatever, you know, he's here.
And again, having the comfort of this program, becoming familiar with this program.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, because I mean, especially with DeAndre being here, yep. Which, do you got your DeAndre shirt yet?
I have not ordered it just yet.
I'm going to give me one.
You've already.
I'm going to give me one.
The Dre Day. Yeah. Man, speaking of, this weekend. You know, all the talk about Deontay, you know, we always, you know, we talk about the shiny new toys and, oh, if we get this guy and if we add this guy to the room. And listen, it's not, don't take it personal. If Dre is your favorite player or if Jalen Withers is your favorite player, don't take it personal when the scuttlebutt is about everybody else except the people we already have here.
Yeah.
Right? So, we always end up. Right back. We have these conversations about starters and players and this position and that position. We always end up right back at DeAndre Davis saying, y'all act like DeAndre Davis isn't just one of the dudes on this team, right? And then, Steve, let me tell you what happened. I was watching DeAndre Davis film this weekend. And Steve, I got inspired. I got inspired to make a list. The list is 12 players long. And it's basketball IQ on this team from number 12 to number 1. I'd like to go over this list with you and see how you feel about it.
Okay.
I'd like to open it up to critique from the callers. 8150-939 will be the number. 3831-939 will be the text line. I want both of you, actually, to critique my basketball IQ list. It's fluid. It's not going to last until the season. Listen, I should have asked Coach Mack this morning when I was talking to him.
I know.
About the list.
Yes, thank you.
And ask his opinion on it.
You know, you could just tell me. Hey, Steve, I think I'm going to go talk to Chris Mack.
I mean,
he's basically my neighbor.
I mean, Steve, I was just, you know, I was on campus, and I was just like, you know what?
Did you know that, Brian? Do you know that's what Marcus was doing this morning?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, he was hanging out, having coffee with Coach Mack.
So instead of just taking that right, I was like, you know what? Let me just take this left.
So did he say he was going to get Marcus' car? He did seem happy.
I ain't no snitch, Steve. Quick commercial break, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.